Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome, welcome. I enjoy saying this every morning. I never, ever get tired of it. I never get tired of introducing and working with such great guests we have just about every day here. And joining us right now is a gentleman, Dale Lines, just like it sounds, Dale Lines. He's the author of The Tales of Whiskers and Pals, Adventure 1. And he'll talk about that, maybe other adventure books as well. It is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Dale, welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Nice being here.
Is this your first book?
Well, I have two, The Tales of Whiskers and Pals, and the same, The Tales of Whiskers and Pals 2. By the way, the tails is spelled T-A-I-L-S, in case anybody wants to look it up.
All right, good point. I'm glad you mentioned that. And what are the books? I'll say, what are the books about, Adventure 1 and Adventure 2? What are they about, and what kind of a message are you looking to communicate?
Well, the first two books... they're about a cat, a dog, and a mouse, but the first two books are about the mouse being an orphan in Louisiana, making his way to Great Falls, Montana, and all of his adventures. Two things I want to do is entertain children, teach a little bit about right and wrong, just a part of the storyline. Another thing is about geography. I find a lot of people don't know much about geography, and... These two books teach children about geography, and again, it's just a part of the storyline. They don't really realize they're learning, but hopefully they'll pick up a map or an atlas or get on the internet and look these places up.
What's the age target for your book? What age?
About 7 through 12.
Okay. What was the most difficult thing about writing this book? Coming up with a storyline, developing the characters, or just garnering up the motivation? Being an author, I know you've really got to get motivated to do this.
I guess the motivation was the hardest thing. My wife told her hundreds of stories about these three while traveling, and she was always after me to write children's books, and I kept putting it off. She passed away about 5 years ago, and I finally got up the nerve to sit down and do it.
Books?
In memory of her.
Yeah, well, listen, that's so in addition to providing education, it's kind of an expression of your emotions and dealing with the tragedy. Tragedies like this, one absolutely never overcomes, and we all have ways of dealing with it. Are there going to be other adventure series on this, and will they all deal with animals?
Yes. I'll have many, many adventure stories. They'll continue on and on. and they'll be about these traveling all over the United States and their adventures. I have so many stories I cannot ever tell them all.
Does this go back? I don't want to play psychologist or psychotherapist here. Does this go back to your childhood, your early days of, you know, as most of us think about our parents reading stories to us? Was this something that was kind of triggered from that?
Well, I have many stories told me about my grandparents, and I wish I had them all written down. They were very interesting stories. And I think that is one thing that also motivated me about storytelling. I love to tell stories ever since I was a teenager.
Well, I think we've learned in life one of the keys to success and is the ability to tell a story, to get people interested in that way. It's a means towards providing education, especially for young kids the way you are doing it. I think it's a very smart approach. Any graphics, illustrations in the book?
Yes, it has 10 illustrations. Oh, one thing I need to mention is if anybody would like a personalized copy, all they need to do is go to whiskersandpals.com. That's whiskersandpals.com, and I will personalize the book to whoever they wish.
All right, there you go, folks. It's whiskersandpals.com. Dale Lines is our guest. I generally ask, have you gotten any feedback from kids or adults? Is there a difference in the feedback you've gotten from kids and perhaps their parents or others who have read the book?
Those that I have talked to really love the books. After I wrote my first book, I was harassed about getting the second book shut out. Now I'm harassed about getting the third book out. But people tell me a lot of wonderful stories about how their children love the books. Families will sit around and read the book together. I was at a book signing at a library here, and the librarian called up a child's parents who had my first book, and said, Dale Lines is here doing the book signing. Come on over, and they dashed over as fast as they could to get the book, the second book.
Is this something that you, just to digress for a moment, is this something you're thinking about perhaps becoming a full-time vocation? Because there is a huge demand for kids' books, a lot written, but it's a great needs of teaching.
Yes, I would love to be able to just sit down and write my books, tell the stories, and a number of the stories in the books are actual experiences that happened to my family, but I really love telling stories, and I think entertaining children is a wonderful thing. I love children, and I think educating them along the lines of geography is another thing that is great to do.
You with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. All right. Dale Lines, again, the book is The Tales of Whiskers and Pals, Adventure 1, but we got Adventure 2, and it looks like a whole series of ongoing books. So let me just throw out a hypothetical. There are so many books out there, kids' books. The market's very competitive, as you know. Why your book, perhaps, as opposed to others? And this is not meant as a derogatory criticism towards other books out.
I am told a lot by a lot of people that my books are different than any other books that they have read for their children or purchased for their children, and they like it. They're chapter books. They're an easy read. However, they're interesting enough for adults to even enjoy. And I think the adventure about traveling around and learning about geography is a plus for my books, and I think that separates them out from other books.
Why did you pick a mouse as the central character?
The reason I did was my wife had a stuffed cat that I bought for her 35 years ago, and it cost $75 way back then. She just loved it. And her parents gave her a dog, and she thought they needed another friend, so I purchased a mouse for her, a really cute mouse. And she wanted to know the mouse's story. And that is why I put the first story as the main character being the mouse. Is that's what started me telling my wife's stories about these three.
All right. Just got less than a minute here. A closing statement you'd like to make. It sounds like a defense lawyer, but it's something you'd like to add that we haven't covered.
I can't think of a whole lot, but I do believe that children really need to have a storyline that is not gory, not a lot of blood and monsters, just three animals, and they live true life adventures, and it expresses love and joy, and it has a scary point, of course, for the challenges. But I think this is a wonderful storyline, and again, it doesn't have a lot of monsters, things that are really horrifying.
All right, Dale Lines. Again, the Tales of Whiskers and Pals, Adventure 1, but you've got Adventure 2, and you've got a whole lot more coming. That seems to be pretty obvious.
Right.
It's published by Tate Publishing. And it's been a pleasure having you on. Love kids' books that entertain and educate. We should have more. Pleasure.
I enjoyed it very much. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Again, my pleasure. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about real estate with Judy Moses a little later on in the show. But we'll talk about.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It's the Ace 20% off store-wide bag sale. Come in this Saturday only to stock up and save 20% on almost anything you can fit in the bag, including products from some of our best brands like Valspar. But it's only this Saturday, so don't miss your chance to save with Ace's 20% off store-wide bag sale.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer good at participating Ace stores February 20th only. Discount applies to the regular price in-stock merchandise that fits inside the bag. One bag per customer. Power tools and small appliances qualify for a 10% discount. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Kimberly Guilfoyle from the Fox News Channel, co-host of The Five, and I've been on with Stu Taylor. What a guy. Where has he been all my life?
I like that one, Laurie, don't you?
I was just going to say I love that. I feel the same way.
Well, yeah, I'm touching my face is red. Do you know who Kimberly Guilfoyle is on The Five on Fox?
Yes, I do.
All right. She is, you know, she is really, really smart. You know what her career is? She was a trial lawyer. She was married to the mayor, Gavin Newsom, the former mayor of San Francisco. She had 17 trials as a federal prosecutor and won every one of them as an attorney.
Wow.
And then she became a model for Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Smart, beauty, brains.
Man, and the most staunch conservative on Fox. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love her. And now she just knocks him dead on her shows. I think she's terrific. And I might see her this weekend because I'm off to New York to give a talk, and I'll be over at Fox. And I hope I run into her and Dana Perino and et cetera, a lot of the people over there. Anyway, enough about me. I mean, you know, this isn't Donald Trump. You know, speaking of Donald Trump, his message is so strong. You know, when he says he'd do more than waterboard, hallelujah, I get both thumbs up. But when he starts going overboard and talking about Ted Cruz's lies, when he talks about how Ted Cruz is running ads of defamation and he's going to sue him, they're not. Those are Trump's ads. When he talks about Bush lying about weapons of mass destruction, that's either a lie or he's grossly misinformed. And I don't want to keep saying this, but I got a call back from the Trump campaign and their press department today. And I just sent an email out this morning. Have we got a date yet for Donald Trump? I'm looking to get a date. And I'd interview him for as long as he wants. I'll even stay with this mic after the show is over, but I'll take what I can get. And when I say I have mixed emotions, two of the most offensive people in their behavior are Trump. Well, how can I leave out Hillary? I was going to say Trump, Hillary, and Barack Obama. But I look after Trump. First of all, everybody here who listens to the show knows that since day one, when nobody knew who he was, I was a Ted Cruz guy. I say a Ted Cruz guy, not a Ted Cruz hero worshiper. Because like everybody else, he has certain liabilities. And I know you and I talked before the show opened here this morning, and you just were saying that, you know, I don't want to twist your words, but you weren't a big, let's just say you weren't a big Cruz fan. And
right.
And I was explaining to you, I've been explaining to this audience so long, and I wonder how many people get it. Stop. Not you.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but I'm saying for people, stop voting on looks, presentation ability. They're all important. And start voting on the issues. You see, I'm an issue guy. I'm an issue-oriented guy. I happen to like Ted Cruz. I could hate Ted Cruz, but I like where he stands on most of the issues. There isn't a candidate out there who stands where I stand on all of the issues. And that's never the case with anything. So people say, if that's the case, why would you vote for Cruz? Look who else is in the race. And they're all leap years better than Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. But look at their issues. And that's what I am. I'm issue oriented. I'm getting more and more concerned. A couple of major polls have come out. One was, I think, a UMass one, and the big one was the NBC poll that just came out, NBC USA, showing that Cruz leads Trump 28 to 26 nationally. I don't have an explanation. It could be based on the sample. I mean, you know, these polls, you have to look really deep to see what they mean. You have to look at who they select for the sample. Pardon me, a little water. Who they select for their sample target. And that affects often how these bias pollsters go. I'd be happy if Cruz were ahead 28 to 26. It only comes down to me is who can beat either that scum Hillary Clinton or that socialist fanatic Bernie Sanders. Or if all things change completely, that bozo Joe Biden. And that's one thing to think about. And I don't know the answer to that one. I'm thinking again as we're talking. I really don't know the answer to that one. Could very well be Trump, because there'll be no holds barred, and he can just talk to Hillary and talk about Hillary, about what she really is, while the others are exercising caution because they're indebted and beholden to donors. And they're just uncomfortable, really, about taking that stand. And I think all you got to do is look at Bob Dole. And take a look at John McCain. Take a look at Mitt Romney. You see how far that'll get you. So do something that may be unseemly, but not a lie, but unseemly to get to the presidency. This is what I always said I would do. No one do anything. I wouldn't lie, but I may stretch a point for attention in order to get votes, but I won't lie. And then I would become much more statesmanlike, obviously much more statesmanlike later on. I thought Trump was going to do it. And with a big lead, it would seem to make sense that he would. But he hasn't. And there are so many issues to go on, because Hillary has now bonded herself at the hip with Barack Obama, because she really didn't know which way to go. I mean, she has a dilemma. And her dilemma may only be beginning, because the criticism against her with the emails is unbelievable. The Democrats, by and large, are just a disgusting lot of people. Disgusting. And if you want to look, for example, this weekend, I want to get back to Hillary in a second. I never want to get back to Hillary, really. Barack Obama was so unprofessional in not even waiting to talk about whether it's a recess appointment or someone that he should appoint with an up and down vote to succeed Scalia. He couldn't even wait till the body was in the coffin and underground. And with his shirt open, suit coat, because he had to go back and either play golf or whatever he was doing. It's so disrespectful and disgraceful. You know, the thing to do is to praise him. Our viewpoints differed, but he was a brilliant Supreme Court justice who brought a lot, blah, 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 blah. No, he's not even going to his funeral. But trust me, if were the parents of Mike Brown or Trayvon Martin, who could have been his son, he'd be at the funeral. And it's just got to be in your face. He is doing this out of spite, stupidity, arrogance, and ideology. I can't tell you what persists. Like a commodity, it's like an allocation of investment funds. I don't know which it is. He hasn't got an ounce of dignity and class on top of everything else. Now let's go to Hillary, and just quickly Scalia, because when I'm really not going to have any time, and I may have to talk about this. There was an article out by one of the top forensic, Baden, who's on all of these cases, and just the possibility brought up that Scalia was poisoned. I don't have a comment. I don't have an idea. The other thing is, Hillary Clinton, I mean, I believe, physically is a very sick lady. all these coughing fits and reports coming out. And I'll leave it at that. This is Stu Taylor.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Jim Rogers. I'm an international investor. I just did Stu Taylor's show, and he has very good questions and has very good insight.
All right, spring is right around the corner, and even though I'm happy where I am, and I have been for a number of years, people are thinking about, you know, buy a home now, sell a home now. Where's the market going? How should I prepare for it? We're going to get answers to a lot of those questions. Joining us right now is the past national president of the Women's Council of Realtors. Her name is Judy Moses. She's a broker owner at Pathway Home Realty Group. It's located in Newton, Massachusetts. And just let me give you the website, and then you can check it out as well. It's pathwayhome.com. Love websites. I don't have to spell. Hey, Judy, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Stu.
Nice to have you with us. And the game goes on of house buying, house selling, how to prepare for it. You know, I've always said that the value of a home is really directly related to what you can get for it. If your house is valued at, say, $700,000, just to pick a number, and it comes out and you get an appraisal of one number, and then you get a broker who comes out and says, well, I think I can get you $710,000. If somebody comes along and wants it badly enough, you know, and they offer $1 million because a lot of people pay over price, that indeed becomes the value of your home. So how do you really go about pricing it? And how do you go about making the necessary improvements to make it more palatable, you know, like mowing the grass, never leave a high lawn?
Well, first off, you're so right, Stu. It absolutely depends on who's looking and what they're willing to pay, and that's the wild card. We never really know. What we do is we have to think like appraisers from the bank. Many people are still getting a mortgage, not everybody, and those people will be going to the lenders. And the lenders will be sending out an appraiser. And an appraiser looks at what has sold within the past 6 months, very close to the subject property. It has to be in the same community. And it has to be similar in size, style, and they can adjust a bit for condition, let's say. But they like to keep it pretty much similar in that style and within 10% of the size of the product you're selling. And we look at that and see what range those properties are selling at. We might make a little bit of an adjustment, assuming that the spring might bring us a higher price than a fall sale would bring us. And then we expose it to the market, because we have found, at least in the current market, buyers aren't shy. If they think a property is underpriced, or if they've been looking for a long time and they want to end the process of looking, they're not afraid to offer over the list price. So really, the market will bring the highest price for the seller, as long as the owner makes sure that whoever is marketing that property has done a good job in terms of coaching them on getting the property ready for sale and looking good, and make sure that there's access to the whole community, meaning every buyer that's out there and every realtor that could be working with a buyer for the property has access to the property.
Yeah, no, I mentioned mowing the list. The first thing I think of, if I were buying a home or a business and I saw the grass weren't mowed, or a bank came out to find out if they want to give you a mortgage and they see the grass is high, I mean, it's a bad sign. What are some of the things people should do before they sell their home to get it ready?
Great question, Stu, because that's almost the lion's share of getting the property sold, getting it ready. First off, it always takes longer than people assume, so it's really, really good if they contact a trusted professional realtor well enough in advance so they can make a plan. But generally, I would say, in terms of the exterior, you want to, yes, make sure everything is neat and trim, that anything that needs painting is painted. Very good to pay attention to the front door and the hardware that's associated with it. Make sure the door looks clean and well painted because, you know, first impressions make a big difference to people, and that includes the front walkway. You don't want a walkway where someone could trip and hurt themselves on their way in. What happens is when there is deferred maintenance of any sort, buyers assume that maybe the owner hasn't taken care of the house the way that it should be taken care of, and then you can't get the highest price as a seller. In terms of interior, I tell everyone to pack early because they're going to be moving anyway, and packing early entails making decisions about what's moving to your new place with you, because sometimes people are going to spaces where what they now own won't fit, or maybe there's things that we accumulate over time that we don't even see in our house, that we don't even use anymore, and that really need a new home. So donate all of that stuff before you go on the market.
What about the interior, the furniture? You know, it's almost like leasing or renting. You know, they bring in nice furniture. You look at it because you don't want to look at bare space. You know, to get all the things out of there that would attract negative attention. I know if I walked into a home to buy it and I saw sloppiness, unmade beds, I mean, it would tell me I'm not sure that there's not more to be concerned about.
That's exactly right, Stu. And one tip I tell all sellers is to wash the windows because then the light can stream in. And anything, you know, I'm a conservative kind of girl. I don't want people to go put in a new kitchen because you never know if you'll recoup that because you may have a style that a new buyer would not like.
Or a swimming pool. Or a swimming pool.
Right, exactly. But, you know, if there's something that needs to be painted, if there's something that needs to be repaired, all of that needs to be done because you want the house to look well-maintained and in everything in working order. And then less is better in the house. Collections of things should be minimized. Family photos should be minimized because, for one thing, they make the space close in and seem smaller. And if you're having people walk through, you want them to have a sense of a lot of volume in the space because that's what they're going to be paying you for is how much space. And the other thing is too many personal items have a territorial effect on people, and we want buyers to mentally move themselves in. We also don't want them to get so in love with your items that they look at your items and not at your house. So we want to show the house.
All right, excellent point. Joining us is Judy Moses. She's the past national president, the Women's Council of Realtors. You can go to her website. It's Pathway Home Realty, but the website is pathwayhome.com. It's in Newton, Massachusetts. And your business has a great reputation. A lot of them don't. And then there's always the question to say, gee, should I sell it by myself, sale by owner? I know it's almost like doing a contract, and people say, I don't need an attorney. Major mistake. One little thing, it can do you in. Same thing with buying a home. So what are your recommendations if and when there should be a sale by owner, and what to look for in selecting a realtor?
Well, you know, first of all, statistically, realtors get more money than for sale by owners. I think it's more than the fee. Well, it absolutely is more than the fee. The question is it 6%, is it 10% or 15%? But they absolutely get you more than you'd get on your own. And a lot of that has to do with knowing how to help prepare the home for sale and reaching that highest and greatest number of buyers. And in terms of what to look for, I would look for someone who's actually full-time because there's a lot of people that are out there dabbling in real estate that maybe aren't selling very much, and you really need to look at a track record. Referrals from trusted people is always a good way to go because you want to make sure that once you're in the middle of the transaction that this person will be smooth and get your job done for you. And someone who works with you and listens to you. I look at myself as a team with my seller clients. It's their home, and I let them weigh in on things. And, you know, they do have input into maybe marketing materials that I put out, and I advise. But decisions are ultimately theirs because they are the property owners. The other thing that's important is to think about where you're going next. A lot of people think, this is a great time to sell. but they really don't have a clear idea on them in their mind of where they're going or what it'll cost them. And I see a lot of people that sell the great big houses think that they're going to buy a smaller space and it's going to be less expensive, and sometimes those smaller spaces are just as expensive as the house they're selling. So, I mean, preparation is important, both physically to the premises as well as emotionally to the seller's state of mind to know what direction they're going in and to make a successful conclusion to their sale.
You've had a lot of experience. Just for people listening, the best time to sell, well, I guess the spring. It'd be certainly before you go into the winter months. You go into January and February, then you got a difficult sell. What's the market look like for the spring of 2016?
Well, we have continued to have a shortage of inventory and a lot of buyers. However, there are people that are getting ready to put their homes on the market now. And in touch with realtors. I've heard it from many realtors that are out there. So I do anticipate we will be getting more inventory on. The question is will we be getting enough inventory to satisfy the buyer demand we've had or not?
All right. I want to just say thank you. It's been very educational. Judy Moses, Pathway Home Realty Group. Go to pathwayhome.com. If you have any questions, I'm sure Judy would be delighted to answer them. This is Stu Taylor.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money,
Almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former police commissioner in New York and chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
All right, our final segment. And I just want to just make a statement here. I will be in New York this weekend with another speaking engagement. I go down there once a month. And if you want to check out my website, it's StuTaylor.com, StuTaylor, StuTaylor.com. Go to speaking engagements, video archive up top. You can see these little headers. You can see me deliver in a number of talks in a number of venues. I think there's about 30 some odd of these. And instead of me taking the time to go through the topics that I cover, just go to my website, and I would be extremely happy. I love doing this. To go to your group, your business, your organization, your school, and give you what I think will be an inspirational and educational talk. And you can make that decision when you go to StuTaylor.com. And I'm easily reachable. People are surprised. Yeah, I called. I reached. Yeah, I'm reachable. There's no attitude that comes with anything. And when I'm at a location giving a talk, you never see me looking at my watch. It's as long as I need to take to give the talk, to answer questions, and to satisfy the client who brings me in. It's a good investment. So check it out. I know my producer, Laurie, would like to have me come and give a talk, but she won't pay me. So...
Who says I won't pay you?
I guess we can negotiate.
We can talk. We can talk off you.
Yeah, we can talk.
You'd be worth every penny.
Thank you so much. I'll slip that $20 bill to you. All right. So we're looking as we head down the home stretch. I said at the conclusion of segment two that I am not a physician. Although I do want to say I've done a lot of medical shows for Dr. Derek DeSilva, who did them for CNN. He did them on national radio, and he always had me do the shows instead of bringing in a doctor. And I got a lot of compliments. I guess I'm not even going to get to where I'm going. I'm going to tell a story that I thought was cute. And, you know, you've got to be very careful when you do these shows because – they're serious shows, and, you know, I can recommend get a second opinion. Don't get too much sun. Don't drink too much liquor. Don't do drugs. Don't smoke. It's amazing how many people make sure your diet is good. And, you know, on that basis, you know, it's a little delicate because even though I'm tempted to recommend surgery for everyone who calls in, you know, I understand what my role is, and I got a number of compliments. So thank you, Dr. Taylor. You're the best doctor I've ever. I said I appreciate it, but I'm not a doctor. Oh, but you're better than any doctor I've. You know, it's because I talk common sense. So one day, I don't know if you heard this story, Laura. You might have. One day, we were hired by Rico Petrocelli, former Red Sox great, and I were hired by Liberty Sports out of Texas as the morning drive team here in Boston. We'd be, I don't know, there about 15 or 20 other combos who applied. We got the deal. And we were excited. We're at Rico's house celebrating, and we were part of the Liberty Sports Network. It was on another station here in Boston, but it was kind of the forerunner to them getting syndicated. They had 57 cities around the country, and we were the test, and we would broadcast out of Constitution Wharf in Charlestown. I mean, it was more fun and exciting. So, oh man, 6 to 9 in the morning. And since it was a network, you know, I had to get in there. I don't know what time we get in. 3:30, 4 in the morning to prepare with our producer, who Mike Petralia. A lot of fun days, but I could never get over that exhaustion of doing it. It's not that I don't get up early. It's just to know you have to get up and do it makes a difference. It's like catching a flight. So we met the network staff, all the salespeople, and, you know, it was kind of a thrilling experience. All the buses, the MBTA had 1,000 buses with, be sure to listen to Stu Taylor and Rico Petrocelli on the home team. I mean, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't thrilling. And we remain terrific friends to this day, Rico and I. We did the show about 4 years. So the day I walked in to meet all the salesmen with Rico and I, you know, it's this little gag. Somebody gave me a stethoscope, and I had the stethoscope around my neck. And I introduced myself to the staff. They came, oh, it's great. It's great to meet you and Rico and blah, 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 blah. And then one of the guys named Jim, I won't mention his last name, came over and said, Dr. Taylor. And Rico started to laugh. I didn't say anything. He says, yes, Jim. He said, you know, I got this aggravating little cough or feeling in my chest. Do you think you could just check me out? So I put the stethoscope to his chest and I said, breathe deeply. And then, you know, how they go around, they hit you in the back and they breathe deeply and listen. And he said, what's wrong? What's the story? I said, your breath is awful. You like that one, Laurie?
I love that.
So, yes. I mean, I guess that was officially it was officially the end of my medical career. We had some good laughs. And I guess I just haven't gotten to talk about Hillary and Bernie Sanders, and maybe that's a blessing and a nice way to end the day. But I had a lot of great experiences that have led me down the road to where I am right now with two other networks nationally and Money Matters Radio Network. I can't even express my feelings of gratitude to Barry Armstrong and Money Matters Radio Network. It always sounds like a resignation speech. It isn't. It's just that every once in a while, I think you should, you know, thank somebody. And I thank the station, as I thank our affiliates. There are a lot of them. And I thank our listening audience, and honest to goodness, without you, there wouldn't be a show. And I thank my producers. I thank my terrific assistant, my partner, Laurie, because I'm no good without her doing this. And these are the people behind the scenes. And it truly continues to be a remarkable experience. I have never been, quote, under the thumb. I have been allowed to express my feelings and my opinions. And I can't tell you how much that means, because there are a lot of places that just don't operate that way. Now, granted, I know there are certain limits. I can't be Donald Trump on air. It would be my last radio show. There are certain limits and parameters, and I try to do my best with common sense judgment to adhere to them, so that I don't create any problems. And hopefully I haven't. I keep going to my email and my phones. There aren't any complaints, so I keep my fingers crossed. Anyway, enough of that little speech. I was not going to talk politics, but it's a pleasure to kind of get all this stuff off my chest. I could do it every day, but I don't want to lose my listenership. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,